It is the Friday Show. In front of me, I've got Ben Anderson, Paul Dehaney and Phil Blundell. Joining us over the phone, we've got Adam Middleton and Pete Selby. That is to come. We'll get straight in. We'll do the weekend in chronological order, which means Paul will have to wait to talk about Tottenham, but he'll be perfectly patient to do that. I don't think he's bursting at the seams to talk about Tottenham if we're all honest, are we, Paul? No, no, no. So we'll start off talking about Liverpool versus Watford. Watford versus Liverpool, more accurately. And there is a thing around a new manager bounce. It is something that people do talk about. It's something that does seem to impact Liverpool a little bit more than it does other sides. But ultimately, Phil, Watford with Ranieri, he's not got a lot to work with, and he's not actually had a lot to work with during the international break either.
No, I did a little look at the team that played Leeds the other day, and I think one got injured and went off that started. I think Serralta, the centre-back, yeah. But he was Chilean anyway, so he would have gone off on international duty if he hadn't.
And not got back in time,
yeah. So then other than that, I think there were four people on international duty as well. I think both the other centre-back, Ismail Assar, obviously, and then a couple of others. I think the Ozan Tufan, the Turkish lad, yep. Kutka, and one more whose name escapes me. But they had a few away. So you've then got to say, well, what is he doing to get this bounce if he's not with them on the training ground? I think when it does come in, it's a thing that sometimes it exists, sometimes it doesn't. One of the times I think it does exist is when they sort of have a week on the training ground, or there's it happens in January when they've been knocked out the cup in the third round and they get the fourth round week free to just drill into them exactly what they want. And you almost don't know whether it will happen until you see it. I just don't think Ranieri's had a great amount of time to do it, and I think if he does it, it would be very surprising given that the players didn't really have any familiarity between them anyway, because it's Watford and that's what they are.
Well, they're hugely disrupted, and now they're disrupted in another way, Ben. Watford, I don't think it's easy. He's not. I think the strange thing is they are underperforming, I think, from where they'd like to be, because if you look at who they've played, they've not played any major sides. There's one win against your beloved Aston Villa early in the season when Villa was still trying to work themselves out. There's no other win in there for them. You know, they were outplayed. They get a point against Newcastle, but they were thoroughly outplayed against Newcastle, a side who, you know, other than current events and still with current events, may well be happy to finish 16th. They've gone to Leeds, who hadn't won, and Leeds got the first win of the season, and, you know, you can go on about this, but there's huge amounts of disruption because there's a lot of new players as well, and you're just sort of left with them. I think he's got to almost build this plane while he flies at Ranieri now. That's where he's ended up, and game one against Liverpool, it's a bit of a free hit. The crowd will be up, but apart from that, it doesn't look ideal.